This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been, what, like 6 days already, right? But a lot of the talk out there in the economic press is still about last Friday's unemployment report and how bad it was. Now, just for the sake of argument, how many people do you think, and that's real people, not people like me, pay a lot of attention to that unemployment number?
And the latest poll number suggests
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
We talk to Frank Newport every week. He's the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and we ask him how Americans really feel about things. Frank, it's good to have you back.
Good to be with you, Kai.
So we did, as we occasionally do before we talk to you, our own unscientific survey about the May jobs report. We talked to people in Tennessee, Washington, D.C., and New York, and we asked them how much they pay attention to the unemployment report when it comes out.
The job report makes me worried.
When I hear job reports, I'm not sure that employment numbers are very accurate, a reflection of true job growth.
It fluctuates so much, I don't pay too much attention to it.
No, I did not see the job report last week.
You know, I don't know where the 8.2 comes from, because I think numbers are very much inflated.
The 8.2 is the unemployment rate, obviously. They doubt the government's data, Frank, but what does your data show about how much we do really pay attention to these statistics?
Well, you know, those people on the street we just heard seem to reflect what we find in the data. What we ask people is, and just ask them, was how much attention did you pay to last Friday's unemployment and jobs report from the government? And it was actually below average. We've tracked hundreds of stories over the last couple of decades, and attention paid to this one is below average.
Wow.
I can give you an example. It's about the same attention that Americans said they were paying to George W. Bush's commuting of the sentence of Scooter Libby back in July 07. How's that? And that was below average as well.
Wow. And other obscure factoids from news days past, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Which gets us to question number two today, which is, how's the economy doing? I mean, if they don't pay attention to the numbers, then what is their perception of reality? Here, once again, are people on the streets.
I think we're muddling through something that's going to take a long time to heal.
The economy, at least for me, is getting a little better.
I just feel like things have stagnated.
I hear people saying that they're leaving their job to another job. So I guess that the economy's picking up a little bit.
All right. So by and large, even though they're not paying attention to the numbers, they've got the right vibe, Frank, right? They're sort of, it's meh.
Well, is that how you would typify it?
Well, that's, yeah. That's okay. My detailed statistical analysis of that segment of audio, yes.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like what we're finding. We find that perceptions of the economy, our tracking of economic confidence, is up from where it has been, particularly most recently last August when it really dropped into the basement, but it's still underwater. They're still more negative than positive.
Yeah, yeah. That last clip there that we heard from the guy talking about jobs, how do people feel about the jobs they have? Are they willing to, eager to leave the jobs they have in search of better employment, or are they sticking around?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We don't track that on an ongoing basis, so we don't know what percent of Americans say, I'm so confident now that I'm willing to leave my job and go find another one. The question we track is now a good time to find a quality job in America? And although that's slightly improved, we have about 8 out of 10 Americans who say, no, it is not.
Yeah, they're sticking around. Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. He's here every week with us for our partnership. We call it Attitude Check. There's more about it on our website. It's marketplace.org. All right, Frank, thank you so much.
My pleasure.